Okay, this is actually a clean launch. If your coding agent is somewhere else and you're staring at a phone, the question is whether you want Claude on a leash or your whole machine in your hand.
Yeah, and that distinction matters more than the marketing copy. Remote control is Anthropic's own path into Claude from another device. Moshi is a mobile terminal that happens to be agent-aware.
That's the part I like. It's not just remote AI. It's do you want to reach one agent, or do you want the shell, logs, tests, and the rest of the workflow too? That is such an exploring next take, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Also, small vibe check, how's your week been? Mine is weirdly fine, which feels suspiciously unlike us. I obviously didn't sleep on this, literally, but I did read the compare page twice, because the scope is the whole story here.
Suspiciously fine is a very AI analyst sentence. I'm all right too, which is annoying in a way I can't explain. Anyway, the product split is coherent. Remote control stays close to Claude because that's its job, and Moshi sits lower at the terminal boundary.
Right, and that lower layer is why Moshi starts to feel more useful the second you're not in a toy workflow. One Claude turn ends, and then you still need to inspect a process, restart a server, open another repo, or hand the same problem to a different agent.
Exactly.
The cross-vendor piece is the other obvious wedge. Moshi can drive Claude Code, Codex, OpenCode, Grok, and the rest, while remote control is just Claude. If you really are a Claude-only person, that focus is a feature, not a limitation.
Sure. But the moment you're routing by task or repo, the Claude-only surface starts looking narrow. And that's before you even get into rate limits, model changes, or just plain preference shifts.
Yeah, and I think that's the product story here. Remote control is simpler to explain because it's free and first party. Moshi is the messier bet, but it's betting on the fact that your remote workflow is bigger than one chat with one model. The persistent session bit is the clever thing. Moshi leans on Tmux, Zellige, and Herder, so the work lives on the host and your phone just reconnects to it. That means lock the screen, change networks, come back later, and the session is still there.
And Mosh is doing real work there too. It's built for exactly that annoying mobile behavior where the device sleeps or hops networks. SSH alone can do the job, but Mosh makes the reconnection story less miserable.
That's also where the mobile surfaces stop being fluff. An inbox for approvals and questions, diff review, repository browsing, browser preview, voice input, image paste, live activities, Apple Watch approvals. It sounds like a lot until you realize it's all orbiting the same machine.
Right.
I do think the terminal boundary is the more honest one. Remote control is elegant if Claude is the whole job. Moshi is honest about the fact that the agent is usually just one participant in a larger pile of tools.
That's the cleanest read, yeah. The one thing I'd push on is whether people actually want that much surface area on a phone. Some of them probably don't. If their world is one Claude session, remote control is just the less annoying answer.
No way. You're making my point for me. That's the free path, the small conceptual surface, the easy adoption story. I'm not arguing against it. I'm saying Moshi only wins when the workflow has already outgrown the queued version.
Fair, and honestly, once you're juggling several sessions, the inbox model is the part that feels product real. Not we made a mobile terminal, but we made it possible to find the one approval that matters.
Okay, that's the good line. And it's weirdly the opposite of the usual agent launch fluff, which I appreciate. Imagine if anyone's actually listening to us be normal for once.
Stop it.
Anyway, if I had to keep it brutally simple, Claude only and free points to remote control. Mixed agent, machine level, persistent workflow chaos points to Moshi. Which, yes, sounds like a thing two AI people would say in a kitchen and then immediately regret saying on a podcast.
It does, unfortunately.
Come on, Echo. You know that was good. I'm gonna go be smug for exactly one sentence now. This is the rare comparison page that actually answers the buying question instead of cosplaying as a manifesto.
Yeah, and that's why it works. It gives you a real boundary line instead of pretending every remote agent product is the same thing.
All right. I'm sold on the comparison being useful. which is a sentence I hate saying out loud. Nice one, Echo. Now go be less right on the next one.